Welcome to the Chester ARP Church Devotional Podcast. I'm Clint Davis, your host. Thank you for joining us. You know what we do. We read the Bible. We discuss it. Acts chapter 17, Paul and Silas and Timothy have left the Macedonian area of Philippi, and now they're moving into the city of Thessalonica, verse 1 of chapter 17. Now, when they had passed through Amphipolis and Apollonia, they came to Thessalonica, where there was a synagogue of the Jews. And Paul went in, as was his custom, and on three Sabbath days he reasoned with them from the Scriptures, explaining and proving that it was necessary for Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead, and saying, "This Jesus, whom I proclaim to you, is the Christ." Let's just stop right there. There's such rich stuff here. If you want to tell people about Jesus, go to where people are having those conversations. Paul says, you know what, I want to talk about Jesus. There are people having those conversations in the Sabbath, on the Sabbath day in a synagogue. So I'm going to go on three Sabbath days in succession, so three weeks in a row to the synagogue. And I'm going to explain, and I'm going to show from the Bible that it was necessary for the Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead, that he indeed is the Messiah. Then I'm going to be bold enough to say, this Jesus, whom I proclaim to you, is the Christ, is the Messiah, whom the Old Testament had prophesied, about whom the Old Testament had prophesied. And some of them there were persuaded to join Paul's house. So some of the people heard and said, man, you know what? We're going to give our faith. We're going to place our faith in this Jesus. We're going to walk with him. We're going to join you. We're going to go with you. We're going to serve the Lord with you. As did a great many of devout Greeks and not a few of the leading women. So Greeks and women coming into the fold. You have this multicultural, multi-ethnic group of people following Jesus. Jews from the synagogue, Greeks from the city, and leading women in the city, persuaded to follow Paul and Silas as they pursue Christ together. Verse 5. But the Jews, who were jealous, and taking some wicked men of the rabble, they formed a mob, set the city in an uproar, and attacked the house of Jason, seeking to bring them out to the crowd. And when they could not find them, they dragged Jason and some of the brothers before the city authorities, shouting, "These men, who have turned the whole world upside down, have also come here. And Jason has received them, and they are all acting against the decrees of Caesar, saying that there is another king, Jesus." And the people in the city authorities were disturbed when they heard these things. And when they had taken money as security from Jason and the rest, they let him go. So the people get so worked up, the Jews stir up trouble. But notice that they go out, the Jews who were jealous of Paul and Silas's ministry, because people in the synagogue had left the Jewish faith and following the Jewish leaders and begun to place their faith in Christ and begun to follow after Paul and Silas. It's about power for these people in the Jewish faith. They were jealous of Paul, and they were jealous of the work that God was doing. And so they found some wicked men of the rabble, and they formed a mob. You see, that's what people do when they want to form a mob or when they want to create some kind of disturbance. They go out and find people who are wicked. We've seen that in our own society in the 21st century. In America, we've seen that happen. There have been people who causing problems, you regularly are brought in to cause other problems at other riots in other places. We've seen that. We know that's true. So they go out and find wicked men of the rabble, and they form a mob, and they set the city in uproar. They attack the house of Jacob, and they say, "Give him out." These wicked men of the rabble, they're doing what's natural to them. They have no virtue at all regarding this. And so they drag Jason and the brothers before the authorities. They talk about Paul and Silas and Timothy and others and saying, listen, they're going against the decrees of Caesar, say that there's another king, King Jesus. And of course, we know that King Jesus is indeed the great king, and Caesar only has a throne because King Jesus has given it to him. And so what they're saying here is not untrue. And then the authorities were disturbed when they heard these things, but they were willing to take a bribe. And so when they had taken money as security from Jason and the rest of them, they let them go. They either took a bond or a bribe, or they took some kind of fine. But whatever it is, they were willing to take the money and let Jason and those return home. There's a great lesson in this, and that lesson today is that when people want to oppose God, they will find any way possible, and they will find those who will join willingly in their cause, whether those people agree with them or not. They just want to get involved in something and cause some kind of riot, some call it some kind of ruckus. And when people want to oppose God, they'll go find those people. They'll do whatever it takes to cause a scene and to oppose God. We've got to stay faithful. We've got to press on, and we've got to trust that the Lord will be there to deliver us in His grace. You guys have a great day. God bless you. I'll see you tomorrow.